This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back to you about the rational level. And we would like to extend our greeting to you, to you, and as well our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your reality and to interact with each of you. Now, as always, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we'll have to refer to as a silent communication. A telepathic interaction or exchange of information, if you wish, with those entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you many times refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And many times, once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness in that silent communication is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to extract to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary in the transference of what you might refer to as emotions and feelings to be altered and to be expressed through, once again, the limited use of a vocabulary. The information that you had the opportunity to receive in that altered state of consciousness many times is information that you feel in your awake and consciousness that has not occurred or has not been something that you can grasp and get an understanding of. But once again, many times in your so-called day-to-day activities in this creation process that you're involved in, intuitive suggestions that result from that silent communication, that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information can assist you in creating that which you must refer to as a more desirable type of interaction or creation or day-to-day activity that you create and participate in. And so we encourage you, and you will find once again as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state and to be involved in that transference or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent of that opportunity. Most certainly does exist for each of you. But as always, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. We've used that terminology many times, a vibrational level. It's simply a terminology that gives you an explanation of your existence that you can get a sense of in your awakened consciousness state. To say that it's a vibrational level is not absolutely accurate. Absolutely not. It's like suggesting that you exist in some type of a plane of existence and there are these other planes of existence that are coexisting around you. I mean, in a sense, that's true, but again, it's not accurate. It's very difficult to give an accurate explanation. But by explaining a vibrational level, by using that terminology, can get a grasp of the concept that there are other vibrational levels, other areas of creation that are existing within the same time and the same space. For time and space are illusionary concepts that are only available to you in your so-called awakened consciousness state. In your other states of consciousness, time and space become less relevant. And in some levels of your consciousness, they cease to exist completely. But in your awakened consciousness state, they are very relevant in perpetuating and making this reality seem real. And so time and space, once again, are concepts that are available in this awakened consciousness state, but they don't really exist. And as a result, all of the other so-called vibrational levels, all of the other areas of creation and of existence, if you wish, are occupying the same time and space. You exist as a multidimensional personality. You exist in many levels of consciousness and in many areas of creation that you're not aware of in your awake of consciousness state. And that becomes very difficult to grasp, particularly since the so-called ego, that flock of consciousness that has produced this type of personality, if you wish, that hides from what you truly are, seems to be all that there really is in your awakened consciousness state. It's very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept, that this state is the most difficult state for you to sustain and to perpetuate. It's not real. It's an illusionary reality that you're creating and existing in. You are creating and existing in. It's important that you understand that concept. You are creating, not some other entity or other elements. Absolutely not. You create it all, and you, in your awakened consciousness state, in this particular element of creation, if you wish, in this incarnational state, you believe in your awakened consciousness state that that's all there really is, that this is it. And yet that spark of consciousness that you are is creating all other types of realities that you're existing in. For time and space are illusions. In your awakened consciousness state, you may believe that this is it, that this incarnational period is a all that there really is to experience. And when it comes to an end, well, that's going to be it. There's going to be something after occurring, but you believe in this concept of time and space, and so you're going to exist within the limitations of your so-called incarnational period in this passage of time from when you are born to when you die. And for many, they believe that that's it. And that's not really it. Not at all. The irony of it is that it's the least real of all the realities that you're involved in and creating and they're experiencing. You're simply in your awakened consciousness state, and in fact in other levels of consciousness in this particular vibrational level that you choose to exist in, you're not aware of the other elements of creation, the other areas that you're involved in, the other vibrational levels that exist within the same time and same space. Now, when we suggest to you that there are other levels of existence, other vibrational levels, it's very easy to conjure up the ideas that, well, there's this other vibrational level where others exist when they so-called die, when they enter into what you refer to many times as passing over. That's simply a level of consciousness that's one step beyond what we have referred to as the dream state of consciousness. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. But for you, in your awakened consciousness state, once again, when we speak about levels of vibrational levels of creation and existence, many have that tendency to conjure up these visions of vibrational levels that are somehow quite abstract and different from the one that you're existing in. And it's not really all that different. You see, in your vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, you have put in a type of electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are when you're in that awakened consciousness level of consciousness. And in fact, when you're in any other level of consciousness in this vibrational level, it's very difficult for you to get a full grasp of the concept of who and what you truly are. And so when we suggest to you that there are other vibrational levels, once again, you conjure up these ideas of vibrational levels that are somehow quite different from the one that you're existing in. The irony of it is that they're not really all that different at all. And in fact, you, as an individual, as an entity, are existing in other vibrational levels, in other areas of creation, other than this particular incarnational period that your so-called ego is focusing on when you're in your awakened consciousness state. When you're in your other levels of consciousness, time and space can become irrelevant. When you're in the dream state, for example, You have what seems to be these illusionary images of existing in other times, if you wish, in other reincarnational periods. And time and space have no relevance. You can step outside of that concept of time and space to a certain degree, and you can get glimpses of existing in other realities. Other realities within this vibrational level, other reincarnational periods. You see, if time and space are illusions, and you believe in reincarnation, then all of these other so-called incarnations must be existing somewhere. They can't just be something that begins and ends. If there is no beginning and end, if time and space are illusions, then they exist absolutely within the same time and the same space. We've used the analogy that you can grasp an understanding that you have within your atmosphere a multitude of various types of frequencies, what you refer to as radio wave frequencies. And so these frequencies are being broadcast simultaneously through your physical atmosphere. And you have the capacity to use certain types of equipment to tune into one particular frequency while tuning out all of the rest. And so you have these frequencies that are occurring within the same time and the same space, and you can connect to a particular one by turning the dial on a piece of equipment that taps into that frequency. And so you concentrate on one frequency, receive the information, if you wish, from that one frequency while eliminating all the rest. And so it is that you exist within this vibrational level, and you're tuned into this frequency, into this particular incarnational period, while all of the other incarnational periods are occurring around you at the same time. You're simply not aware of it in your awakened consciousness state. Now, if we go back to our analogy that there are these radio wave frequencies that are existing throughout your universe, you understand as well that there are also other types of frequencies that are existing within the same time and the same space. Now, if you're using a radio as that piece of equipment to tap into these other frequencies, you won't have any success. You can tap into radio wave frequencies, but you can't tap into the other frequencies that you use, for example, to activate your television or to activate your various types of communication, where you can have a one-on-one interaction while eliminating all of the other frequencies that are adaptable and susceptible to the same type of equipment, different than your radio frequencies, different than that particular piece of equipment that you refer to as a radio, and yet still existing within the same time and the same space. And so there are other vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space that are not within your vibrational level in terms of your being able to tap into it through your so-called awakened consciousness state, whether that awakened consciousness state is in this incarnational period or in any of the other incarnational periods. And yet it's within your capacity, should you choose to believe, and should you choose indeed to enter into that type of interaction, to tap into these other frequencies, to tap into that information that's available to each of you. You see, it's your creation. You see, that's the irony of it. This is your creation. You create it all, and you choose to hide from that fact that it's something that you're involved in participating in actively creating. It's your creation. And the limitations within this creation are your limitations that you choose to put in place. Not a limitation that's imposed upon you, absolutely not, but a limitation that you choose to put in place. To validate the belief that you hold, a belief that you chose to put in place. And so you have these incarnational periods, and you have all of these other vibrational levels of creation that are existing within the same time and same space, and it's within your capacity, should you choose to tap into any of them.
You have but to believe. You have but to believe. You see, that's the difficult part, the believing. And it's only difficult, once again, because you choose to make it difficult. Because you choose. You see, we've suggested many times that if you attempt to, in your awakened consciousness state, have access to all of the knowledge and understanding and other incarnational periods and other levels of existence that are available to you, you would not have the capacity to function in what you would refer to as a normal way, and you would be looked upon as someone who has some type of insanity. You would not fit into your human consciousness belief systems that you have agreed to participate in. You would not fit into the societal belief systems that you have agreed to participate in. You certainly would not fit your personal belief systems. And so you would have difficulty in functioning, and in all likelihood would choose to not function, to leave this vibrational level. So you exist in a reality that's a reality of your choice. And you have existing simultaneously, if you wish, in the same time and the same space, a multitude of other realities that you are experiencing. And they influence one and another. And that becomes difficult for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. That what you are doing in this vibrational level, in this particular incarnational period, is affecting other incarnational periods as well. Now, it's rather ironic, because of your belief in time and space, that you can in this incarnational period believe that if you can tune into your so-called other existences, what you might refer to as past incarnational periods, you can experience and bring back into your memory, if you wish, recall events that are occurring with those incarnational periods that are having an influence upon the reality that you're experiencing in this incarnational period, are influencing, if you wish, your belief systems in this incarnational period, and as a result of influencing your belief systems, you influence the reality that you're experiencing. You can grasp that concept, that it's possible for you to have what you might refer to as some type of a past life regression experience, and in that experience, once again, recall certain events that are influencing this reality. If you can grasp the concept that time and space are illusions, and that indeed all of your so-called incarnational periods occur and are existing similar to the radio airwaves at the same time in the same space, then it's possible as well for you to grasp that understanding that not only what is occurring in your other areas of creation is affecting this reality and this experience, but what you're experiencing in this reality and this incarnational period is affecting those as well. When you enter into your between incarnational periods, and we use that type of an explanation simply to attempt to give you a grasp of an understanding of what's occurring based upon your belief in time and space. When you end this incarnational period, and when you end your other incarnational periods, and you go into that between incarnational state, which is all occurring in the now, difficult concept to grasp, but nonetheless a very accurate one. When you enter into that level of existence, what you refer to as the between incarnational state, you, at that level, are as close to understanding who and what you truly are as it's possible for you to be while remaining in this vibrational level that you have chosen to create and to perpetuate and to exist within. When you're in that altered state of consciousness, that between incarnational stage, indeed, you choose to re-enter, if you wish, this awakened consciousness state of creation, which you refer to as an incarnational period. And you choose as well the circumstances that will influence the reality that you are about to experience or that you are experiencing in that awakened consciousness state in that particular incarnational period. You put in place, you make the choices of the belief system. you make the choices in conjunction with other entities existing within this vibrational level to create experiences that will validate belief systems for both entities and all entities that are involved in the creation. What's difficult for you to grasp, once again, is that it all occurs in the now. And that between incarnational state, when you die, you exist, for lack of a better terminology, in that particular state of consciousness, at the same time that you're existing in all of your other incarnation of unions. You make the choices that influence the reality. It becomes difficult to explain because of beliefs in time and space. It becomes difficult for you to grasp that concept that the reality you're experiencing now is influenced by belief systems that you create in your altered states of consciousness, and that many times that altered state of consciousness is also interacting with other incarnational periods that you're involved in, and as a result of that interaction and as a result of the influence of this particular incarnational period, you're influencing the belief systems that you're putting in place in that altered state of consciousness that are influencing not only your day-to-day activities in this incarnational period, but indeed the day-to-day activities and all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in. A difficult concept to grasp, absolutely. But if you can grasp that concept, and if you can then enter into an altered state of consciousness, which is available to you through what you might refer to as a metatactic state, then it's possible for you to get glimpses and grasps of the belief systems that you're holding that are influencing the creation of the reality that you're experiencing in this incarnational period that you look upon as being a rather negative experience that you'd rather not have. And so it's within your capacity to change it. Absolutely. You have got to change your belief systems. Changing belief systems alters and influences reality, not only in this incarnational period, but of all of your other incarnational periods as well. Very difficult to grasp, very difficult to give an explanation for. So many times we've suggested that if you were to go inside, that you would get much more truer glimpse of the reality that you're experiencing. To go inside to find the answers is much more beneficial than us attempting to give them to you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so the reality that you're experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state is a reality that's a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. And those beliefs are influenced by other realities that you are experiencing and creating and are responsible for as well. As well as those realities, once again, are influenced by the choices and decisions and realities that you experience in this incarnational period. The spark of consciousness that you are, this multidimensional personality that you are, puts it all together. You are so much more than what you can perceive in your awakened consciousness state. Puts it all together. Allows you to have the experiences that you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold in all of your incarnational periods. We've used the analogy before that it's like you are involved in a series of plays, and these plays are occurring in a theater, and they're all going on simultaneously. And you have this multidimensional personality that's involved in all of the theater plays that are being portrayed upon some type of a stage in various stages throughout the theater, multiple stages. And during intermission, you all run out into the hallway and you compare notes and you plan the next play. You plan the next scene that you're going to be involved in. And then you all go back to your various theaters that you're participating in. And you, once again, hide from the fact that you had agreed in your interaction in the hallway as to what it was that you're going to be participating in.
and to hide from the fact that you are the creator of this play that you're being involved in, you and as well as all of the other entities that are interacting with you on the stage. We've all agreed to participate in and to create the reality that allows you to experience the feelings that are associated with that creation. And you hide from the fact that you had already planned it all. Not only for that incarnational period or for that particular play, but for all of the other incarnational periods or all of the other plays, if you wish, that you are participating in all of the stages throughout the theatre. That's how it is. You create it all. And you do it simultaneously, in conjunction with all of the other entities that you're interacting with on a day-to-day basis. And this reality, this conscious and awake reality that you experience in all of the vibrational levels, in all of the incarnational periods, is as illusionary as the plays that we refer to in our analogy that are being conducted on the various stages. The real reality takes place when you all, as a multi-dimensional entity, put in place the agreements and the contracts and the belief systems that will influence the reality that you're experiencing. And so it's within your capacity to change it all. You see, the irony of it is that you do it now, you just don't recognize it consciously. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. If you believe that you're not in control, then you create the realities to validate the belief. We've told you that many, many times. It doesn't matter. This is not a right or wrong concept. Right or wrong is a human awake consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. You create your reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And in your awakened consciousness state, you judge whether or not the interactions that you're having are good or bad, right or wrong, whether it's something that you desire or don't desire. But the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the beliefs you hold, and it does so joyously, without judging whether or not it's right or wrong for you. So you have whatever it is that you desire, absolutely, without question, without exception. The reality you experience is simply a validation of the belief that you hold. And if you believe you're not in control, then you create the reality to validate the belief, and you can, in your awakened consciousness state, stand there and say, see, I told you so. I'm not in control. And you can have that. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instance that you must believe in a certain way. We're simply saying that the reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of the belief you hold. Choose your beliefs, it really doesn't matter. It only matters if you in your awakened consciousness state are not satisfied with the existence you're experiencing. If you're not satisfied, then perhaps to you it matters and you should make the effort to change the belief system so that you change the reality. Because you see, the spark of consciousness that's creating that reality could care less. It creates the reality to validate the belief that you hold. It's really that simple. You are the creator. You are the God that you search for. Your spirituality is not something that's separated from you and you have to look for it. It's who and what you truly are. You are the God that you search for. You create your reality. It's a validation of the belief that you hold, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is up for grabs. And we're not suggesting for an instance that one way is the right way and the other way is the wrong way. We're not suggesting for an instance that if you follow this and this and this that you will get to a certain point where you wish to be. Absolutely not. That's your choice. You can go in whatever direction you wish. We simply tell you that it's your choice. We simply tell you that the reality that you are experiencing is a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. We're simply telling you that you are so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness act. You are indeed the creators of your reality. All of your reality. Not just the little instances in your day-to-day activities that you feel that you're in control of, but you are indeed the creator of each and every atom throughout your entire universe. You and all of the other entities that agree to participate in this creation process in this vibrational level are the creators of the entire vibrational level, without exception.
It's your creation. And you control it. Whether you choose to believe or not doesn't really matter. You control it. When you've entered into this vibrational level, you do as you do in any other vibrational levels, indeed, make choices and decisions. You choose to enter into this vibrational level. You choose to put in place what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems, and one of the main ones being the belief in some type of a veil or a limitation through establishing an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state, and you agree to sustain and to perpetuate that type of energy so that it's not possible for you in your awakened consciousness state to grasp fully the concept of who and what you truly are, because you see, if you don't grasp that in your awakened consciousness state, that you are in control, then indeed it seems more real. The more real it seems, the more real it seems to be beyond your capacity to control it consciously, and the more it's beyond your control consciously, then the more intense the emotions and feelings and the situations are that you're involved in. It's really that simple. You can go to all great lengths, and in fact do go to all great lengths to make it appear to be more difficult and more beyond your capacity control, but that's a choice that you make. It's a belief that you hold. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Not only in this incarnational period, but in all of the current incarnational periods that you're involved in, throughout your entire vibrational level and throughout what you refer to as your entire passage of time and space, which are illusionary. Difficult concepts to grasp, perhaps, but nonetheless, keys that allow you to open the lock, to go with inside, and to have access to that information that's available to each of you. Information that you can only find with inside. Information that, as we've said many times, cannot be written down, cannot be expressed. It's a knowing. It's an understanding that comes from with inside. That you are in control. That it's your reality. The knowing can be experienced and expressed in many different manners. But to give an explanation that's accurate, that you can understand in your awakened consciousness state and say, okay, if I do this and this and this, then that's what I'll end up with, and I'll be one of those enlightened individuals who knows all there is to know. Well, you are one of those enlightened individuals who knows all there is to know. You just choose not to believe it. You just choose to hide from it. You, as you entered into this vibrational level, agreed on the human consciousness level of agreement to participate in the limitation of that understanding as long as you exist within this vibrational level. And so it's difficult for you to have that grasp in your awakened consciousness state. It is, however, available to you in your altered state of consciousness, glimpses of the understanding of the knowing, glimpses that allow you in your awakened consciousness state to be in control of your creation process. Glimpses that allow you to understand the influence that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state that's influencing the other realities that you exist in and how those realities are influencing this particular incarnational period. That's all available to you. You have but to believe. You have but to make the choice to go with inside to experience. You have but to choose to make it your belief system. Your choice, absolutely. And the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief that you hold. It's really that simple. You have but to believe. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Absolutely. And we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.